Okay, good evening, everybody, and once again, welcome to what used to be the Meet the Owners call. And tonight, we are talking about, you know, the future, the amazing future on a new format. And this format is the Purium Lifestyle Club. And the Purium Lifestyle Club, it is exactly what we're talking about. It's not just food that you eat or calls that you listen to. Purium Lifestyle Club is the way that you feel inside because of the food that you put inside. And once you put certain quality of food in your body and your mind starts working a certain way, then you have this attitude change, this incredible attitude change. And I've seen that change in so many people, and it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And tonight we have several subjects to talk about. First, we want to talk about what's in the news. What's the biggest stuff in the news? Well, number one, as you know, we have our kids' products. They're coming out in a 1-2-3 fashion. We've already released the Power Kids. Talked a lot about that. The tinctures were released yesterday and on Monday, Tuesday at the latest, we're going to be releasing the Kids MVP. That means that, you know, sort of later than we said, but sooner than we might have mentioned last time. In other words, it's late in coming, but we're on fully on time this time with our second introduction. So very, very amazing products. Organic, 100% organic kids line. That means they're non-GMO. That means a lot, okay? That means a lot in today's world. So the big announcement tonight is, of course, that the tinctures are now available, but that starting Monday, Tuesday at the latest, we're going to be starting to distribute the Kids MVP out to our customers. And so that's a beautiful thing. And we're going to be telling you more about that in detail on next Wednesday's call, just about the time that it gets to your doorstep. And I'm going to be talking about recipes and other things like that. I've got a big announcement to make, though. I wish I would have touted it on Facebook. I wish I would have told all of you to get everybody on. And you might have read it in our text message. Rodney and I and David Litt have been making, and Amy, of course, but I'm saying the groundwork. We made a very big decision, Amy and I, and that is that we are going to have next year's convention for the very first time, not in California, but on the East Coast in Orlando, Florida. Now, we have chosen a beautiful property, and I'm telling you, the rooms are twice as nice as the rooms last year for the exact same price or less. I'm going to say that again. The rooms are twice as nice as the rooms last year for the same price or less. We negotiated a very good deal. The hotel used to be called the Dolphin Hotel, but I don't remember what it's called now. Very famous hotel. It is extremely classy, extremely clean, and we have our own dedicated rooms. We're not sharing space with anybody. And we've got a really big group building in Florida. We've got a lot of people on the East Coast who have been coming every time out to California. And so we're going to try to help those people out. And our friends in Hawaii, we sincerely apologize for the extra flight time. We really, really do. It isn't that often that you get to go to Orlando. It is a magical city. We're going to encourage you to take an extra day or two, you know, to enjoy some of the local stuff there as long as you're going that far. And many of you I know are starting to build groups all the way across the country. So it might be a good chance for you to connect in person with some of your people. But nonetheless, I'm super excited about an amazing venue. And I hope that we're really beginning to rethink, and I want to give Brandy a lot of love and credit on this, rethink sort of the whole process of getting people to the point where they're ready for a 10-day transformation. And a lot of times, you know, if you've ever taken a shower and you like a hot shower, that when you if you got into the hot water right away, it would like burn your skin. But if you start with warm water and then you ease your way up and pretty soon you're taking a really hot shower, well, the transformation could work the same way. You know, you may not jump in hot to wanting to do a 10-day transformation. You have to warm up to it. And so a lot of times, just doing the aminos, you know, every day, doing a power shake every day, getting used to that taste, doing the tartare every night, getting some deep sleep, and pretty soon you start to see a little more muscle. You start to see a little more energy. You start to see a little bit better digestion. And you're like, so wait a minute. If I do this 3 times a day, then I'm going to feel 3 times as good. Tell me about that. And that's what Brandy found out, is that she had a lot more success leading people slowly into the water. Just like when you jump into the pool. Does everybody jump into the deep end, or do you get into the low end, you know, slowly? And I know, you know, all of us who walk into the water slowly, we know that, yeah, maybe it's better to jump in the deep end. But most people, they're more comfortable and they're less afraid of easing their way in from the shallow side to the deep side. So I don't know if Brandy is on, like, the moderator on. If she is, she can jump in and say hello for a second, tell us what she thinks about that. But I think it's super cool. In addition to that, we have this three-headed monster, okay? We have this three-headed monster, and that three-headed monster is not even begun to emerge. If you ever ride on a bike with a unicycle, how many people do you know that could ride a unicycle? Only the very best, right? And then you get on a regular bike with two wheels, and it's so much easier. But if you were to get on a trike, man, that's so stable. So I want you to think of the 10-day transformation a little bit like riding a unicycle. I mean, we had to get specialized people who really knew how to talk about nutrition to talk people into changing their life in 10 days. Now we're expanding that and saying, let's do not a transformation, but a dedication. Dedicate to taking Amino's Cherry and Power Shake every day. Dedicate yourself to that, and the dedication will lead to the transformation. I really believe that. So now we've got more solid ground, but that's not the second wheel. The second wheel is the bio skincare. You know that the 5 largest network marketing companies in the world sell skincare, and they're like 10 times bigger than the next biggest nutrition company? So this was not by accident that we wanted to give you guys an opportunity, an entree into that bigger market, okay? It was not an accident. And now with kids' products, there's the trike. There's the third wheel. You guys have stability like you never did before. Oh, well, you're not interested in losing weight? Well, maybe you're interested in having a prettier face. Oh, you're not interested in losing weight, having a prettier face? I bet you love your kids. You see, there's an old thing, I think, I forget who sang the song with one of you country people. I think it was Shania Twain. She said, let's give them something to talk about. When you're in network marketing, if you don't have something to talk about, then you're basically out of the game. And we now have something to talk about to more people. The people who are not interested in a 10-day transformation may be interested in a dedication. If they're not, maybe they're interested in bio skincare. And if they're not interested in that, then maybe they're interested in the kids' products. While we're talking about updates, the bio bag. This is the biodegradable plant-based plastic, the first in the world, non-GMO, biodegradable plant-based plastic flexible bag. We are going to begin to do scientific tests on the stability, the shelf life, the biodegradability, the viability of putting this product into action in a big way before convention this year. That means at the recommendation of some of our top leaders, we do these leadership calls, we have our top people appear in, and they say, we'd love to sample. So don't call tomorrow and ask when we're going to get them, because they're not available today. But we are going to be making samples available by convention this year. We'll be making sample pouches of biodegradable material. The reason I do not make samples available now is because there's not one made out of an ecologically sound material that could be recycled or biodegrade. And that means that every time you take a single serving, you are making an assault on Mother Nature, and I couldn't live with that. For the first time in history, you're going to be able to give somebody a single serving pouch and know that the material that that pouch is made out of is not an assault to Mother Nature. And this is so a huge thing for me. If I look back in my entire life and say the one thing I did for this planet was introduce the world's first biodegradable plant-based bag to put your plant-based food in, non-GMO plant-based bag for a non-GMO plant-based diet, I will be so proud, and you, I hope, will be proud to represent this company as well. But the reason we're here tonight is because I want to get down into the detail of these kids' tissues, and I hope that you're with me. I'm going to take 1 second, have a little bit of my ginseng lemonade, I'm going to come back, and when I do, I'm going to delve into the detail of every single ingredient, every single herb in these two products. You are going to know them inside and out, upside and down. You're going to be like an herbal expert when we're done with this next segment. So stay tuned. This is David Samuel. This is the Purium Lifestyle Club, of which you are a member if you're tuning in here tonight. We'll be right back. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. I'm down in Mexico. They made the ginseng lemonade and they added mint to it. I'm telling you, this is a ginseng mojito and it is amazing. No, there's no alcohol in it. But oh my God, it tastes just like a mojito and it's got ginseng in it. I don't know how they did it, but this is a new pairing recipe for sure. Okay.
Hey, David, this is Brandy. Is it okay if I jump in for a second?
Oh, awesome.
Hey, David, I just wanted to, we're on this call right now. It's just been an amazing call. You are just on point, absolutely, like you always are. We love to hear from you on this Wednesday evening call. And it just reminds me of something that I realized when I first joined this company. You know, you were talking earlier about jumping into that warm shower and then turning it hot. And, you know, what it kind of makes me think of is how we always need different temperatures. So we jump into a shower and how you said sometimes we need to work our way up, but sometimes we need that scorching heat, and then sometimes we need it to go ice cold on us. And what I realized early on when I first met you was that absolutely you are a visionary. You are a visionary, you were a visionary, and you'll continue to be a visionary, but more specifically, you're always ahead of the masses. There's no question about it. So it's like when you're yelling and screaming about wheatgrass, people are doing isolated ingredients. And then when you're coming back and you're talking about, when we had first come in, you were talking about nutrition, 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 and you had built your whole company on pure nutrition, of kind of just like letting people really come in and put the Purium products into their body. And then, you know, we came in and then we knew we needed a streamlined approach to get the message out. So, you know, we did the 10-day transformation, which also you had been preaching about at a time. So I don't know if I'm really making sense, but it's like you actually are always ahead of the time, and we just really appreciate you for that. And when you were, you know, you were totally saying everybody has to get these products into their body. You know, we did the transformation, which is what everyone needed. But now I think now, you know, you have a army of people who are just ready to bring Purium into the household of every person's household, every person's body. And, you know, we really appreciate you for being that visionary you are. We appreciate you for being patient with the masses in understanding nutrition and what it needs for their body. And I'm just looking forward to 2016, where we're going to make sure everybody gets Purium products into their body, including the children's products, including the external factor as well with the bile. It's just going to be an amazing year. And I just had to jump in and say that, and I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Brandy. And Brandy, could you verify that you can still hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, David.
Okay, perfect. With the phone down here in Mexico, I just keep panicking that maybe I've lost everybody. So, oh my God, let's get into these products, Brandy. Check it out. In Focus, I've been working with three master Chinese herbalists for over 2.5 years to put these products together. And it wasn't easy because there were so many considerations. What age are the children? How long could they take herbs? Are they safe? On and on and on. So I had this idea that I wanted to help kids get better grades, have better relationships with their parents and their siblings, because I know that much conflict comes from internal conflict. If you stop the internal conflict, you stop the external conflict. And so check this out. We start with Elithococcus senticosus, which used to be called Siberian ginseng, but we know now it is not a ginseng. It's an herb that's adaptogenic. It looks a lot like ginseng, but it actually helps your body relax when you need to, or actually tap into mental energy when you need to. And it's very unusual. It's extremely adaptogenic. Eleuthero calms you down while it gives you energy. In other words, slow, consistent, steady energy. It is not an exciting thing. Eleuthero is thought to help increase mental acuity, and it's considered a source of stamina and endurance without stimulating. And that's what's really important. Of course, we know, everybody knows that Eleuthero, you know, purifies the liver, but people don't remember that Eleuthero does all these other things for your mind. Now, chamomile. Chamomile is one of the herbs that was first studied by Edward Bach 120 years ago to help people deal with emotional conflicts and deep-seated emotional trauma. It's actually been used for centuries as an anti-inflammatory, but actually the European counterpart is actually considered a European form of ginseng only because of its immune boosting. It's mild, and it relaxes you and helps you to get deep sleep, but at the same time, it actually is considered to give you more alertness. And so the plant's healing properties are actually from the flower. And the flower includes oils, and the bisabolol is bisabolol oxides, bisabolol oxides A and B. There's matricin, and there's flavonoids. There's a compound actually called apigenin that is being studied extensively in science right now. And there's many other therapeutic substances that may still be found in chamomile. It is an extremely potent plant in the flower family. Extensive research over 20 years has actually confirmed that most of the traditional uses for chamomile are legitimate, that they weren't just, suggesting that it would work so people felt it would work. There are pharmacological attributes, and it has therapeutic attributes that are antipeptic, antispasmodic, antipyretic, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-allergenic. All of these have been proven scientifically to date, and more is yet to come. You know, that it can help relieve restlessness and at the same time relieve stress. And so you stop twitching and rubbing your hands together and tapping your finger. You know that kids are doing that all the time. That's a reflection of what's happening internally, that internal stress. Now, chamomile actually contains substances that act on the same part of the brain as the most popular anti-anxiety drugs, but without the side effects. And talk about research, passionflower, passiflora. You know that it's in our skincare products. But the University of Maryland Medical Center says passionflower, which is also known as passiflora incarnata, was used traditionally in America and later in Europe as a calming herb for anxiety, seizures, hysteria, and even insomnia. And that's the reason why it is in our relax. But it's still used today to treat anxiety by herbalists all over the world. Now, scientists have been studying passionflower, and there's a chemical called gamma-aminobutyric acid, so GABA. Everybody's heard of GABA. Well, gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, lowers the activity of brain cells, making you feel more relaxed. It stops excited brain cells, okay? I always talk about inner chattering. It could drive you crazy. According to WebMD, the chemicals in passionflower have a calming and relieving of muscle spasms. It's also used to help relieve seizures, asthma symptoms, symptoms of menopause, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, nervousness and excitability, palpitations, irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and pain relief are just a few of the symptoms currently being studied that may be helped by passionflower. Now, don't take it if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, but hopefully none of your children are going to be. Fill in your own laugh track. In addition, check this out. Passionflower showed great potential as a natural anti-anxiety drug, and that's pretty cool. And here's the funny part. It took longer to take effect a little bit every day, kept getting better. But here's the funny thing. It did not impair work-related tasks like pharmaceutical drugs for the same purpose. Now, we're talking about a combination that is amazing, but I added one last herb, and that's lemon balm. And lemon balm has been used for centuries. It's a popular oil in aromatherapy. I know many of you know. The pure aroma of the oil promotes a feeling of relaxation and calm, but it could also be taken internally to help with restlessness. It's been studied and is continuing to be studied, no results yet, as a promising treatment potential for Alzheimer's. And again, ADHD, autoimmune diseases, Graves' disease. I'm not saying that it cures any of these. I'm saying that it's currently being studied by major universities because they believe it shows great promise for that. Now, we're just looking for the rapid heartbeat due to nervousness, high blood pressure due to nervousness. Those are pretty amazing as well. Now, lemon balm definitely calms the mind, but it doesn't dull the mind. One study in Australia showed that you had improved alertness when you take lemon balm, even though you felt calm and in control. So imagine being alert but calm. Isn't that the way you want your kids? Now, they also show that they had a better mood. They just felt like they're in a better mood. Now, this lemon balm can improve memory and help you solve problems because the way it calms your brain down. So imagine your children in school. We thought this through a lot, you guys. These are preliminary, but these studies are rather, rather promising. Now, I can keep going on and on and on and on about lemon balm and about these other herbs, but I want to talk about Immune Shield, and we just have a little bit of time left because these are perfect combinations of herbs for our children. The Immune Shield is specifically to give your children when you know they're going to be exposed to a great population, whether it's going to school, going on a field trip, going to Disneyland, whatever it might be. Now, it isn't to be used every single day all the time. I would say that using it maybe 15 days out of the month is enough, you know? But echinacea, I would use it 5 days on, 5 days off, honestly. I think it would be perfect. But echinacea, there's two types of echinacea. There's echinacea angustifolia, and that's called elk root. And that's the fact that elks knowingly go and eat that plant whenever they get a wound after being in a battle or when they get sick. Now, elk root is an herb that's been used in folk medicine practices of the American Indians, including the Apache, the Cheyenne, and even the Hopi. It displays analgesic properties. It's been used as a pain reliever. It helps external wounds, internal inflammation, allergies. You know, research on elk root has been, you know, promising, but Echinacea purpurea has been far more studied. Elk root, you know, has been used for common cold, sore throat, nasal congestion. The Echinacea purpurea is called the purple cornflower, and it refers to the Echinacea purpurea, which is a common folk medicine that, again, just simply called purple cornflower. But unlike other Echinacea, it grows from a woody base, and it has flowers that arrange in a cone, and it goes about 40 inches, and it's arguably the most extensively studied of all species of Echinacea. Now, a lot of different tribes in North America, considered almost like a cure-all. Clinical trials have shown that juice extracted from the root can actually be used to treat infections. Echinacea has been used for people in chemotherapy just to help them recover and not experience the, you know, different levels of nausea, et cetera. But the reason why is because it contains something called alkamides. Now, alkamides are a very specific type of chemical which have been shown to bind to cannabinoid receptors and inhibit tumor growth. And pain chemicals are also inhibited. So it stops pain and it can even inhibit tumor growth. So there's a lot of stuff that's great about echinacea, but the main thing is it just brings your whole immune system into the ready position. Elderberry root is one of my favoritest ever. And you can't get high quality organic elderberry, but now you can. This gives an incredible boost to your immune system. It is great to reduce allergies. It's great for hay fever. It can actually inhibit viral replication, just like our red marine algae. And the viruses don't mutate when they're around elderberry, and viruses replicate through mutations. So it can actually really, really help you block a flu from entering your cells because flus mutate, as you know, in order to infect your body. I'm not saying it's a cure for the flu. I'm saying it slows it down. And elderberry is one of the best herbs that's yet to be tested, and it will ultimately be considered one of the top herbs on the planet. Astragalus already is. The root's been used to promote immune function for thousands of years in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. Now, TCM is my favorite form of herbal healing. And they've been using astragalus, and it's been studied now, and it's proven to contain beneficial compounds that are including saponins, sterols, isoflavones, polysaccharides. Astragalus has incredible immunostimulatory properties. That means, in case you don't know, big word, that means it increases the number of stem cells in bone marrow, but does not increase the number of white blood cells. That's hugely important. I'm going to say that again. It increases the number of stem cells waiting in the bone marrow and lymph tissue and encourages their development into active immune cells when needed. That's amazing. It appears that this herb actually helps trigger your immune cells from a resting state into a heightened activity only when they're needed. That's amazing. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left. I could keep going on about astragalus. I could keep going on and on and on. But we also included licorice, okay? Licorice is anti-inflammatory and antiviral. We've included shiitake mushroom, which supports the immune system. It's a rich source of incredible source of vitamins as well, but mostly it is great for the anti-carcinogenic support and great for autoimmune disorders. Shiitake is just there as the deep defense. Amla, as you know, used in Ayurvedic medicine for 5,000 years for immune-enhancing properties, and we could go on and on and on. But the bottom line is that we have these incredible products, and they are now available for your kids, and it's just the beginning. We've got the Power Kids. We now have Immune Shield. We have, you know, this incredible combination of herbs that have been put together. We have the Power Kids, and then we have the two herbal products. You know, we have the Immune Shield and the InFocus, and I guarantee you that you're going to be blown away by the research and the complexity and the purity of these products. We are no longer at Purium going to rush in and do things wrong ever again. We get so excited at Purium about the future that sometimes we rush into the future. No longer. That was last year. 2016, we're a mature company. We're a mature company with shipping on the East Coast and the West Coast where almost everybody in America gets their packages in 1 to 2 days, okay? Secondly, we've now got the triumvirate of kids' products, skincare, and our traditional 10-day transformation with the inspiration of Brandy and others has become a 30-day dedication. I love it. Dedication could be followed by transformation. You know what I mean? And so I'm so excited. I want to appreciate, you know, all of you for being on the call tonight. You know, David Litt can host because he's down hosting our crowns. And we're being represented, you guys. We're being represented. We're going to go into meetings. We're going to come out next Wednesday. I'm going to tell you guys what we talked about here. And it's going to be a big plan for the future. But I guarantee you this. I guarantee you this. 2016 is the first year that we've emerged as a mature company capable of doing the things with social media, with IT, with our phone app, with our back office, with expanding in Europe. This is our year. Kids products, skin products, and a revised 10-day transformation. I'm so excited by the leadership and the dedication of this company. And I don't mean David Litt and Amy. I mean our crowns, the way that they stick to and don't give up. I love them for it. We're celebrating this weekend, and I want to let each of you know that you will be here with me at a crown trip one day in the future because you're on the call tonight. It shows your dedication. So I'm going to leave you with one last thought. With the new year coming, I want you to think about this. That you could make a $500,000 investment, and you're going to have to work 17 hours a day to justify it until you've earned it and paid it back. If you made that same investment in time and effort in a $1,000 investment or Purium or less, you would have the same potential for success. Think about that. Share that thought. I'm going to do as I always do. I want you guys to wait one more minute. Let's have a good ahoy ho. See you later and au revoir and arrivederci. Anything that you want until we meet again. I really appreciate you guys and look forward to next week's call.
Aloha. Thank you.
Yeah. Whoops.
Aloha.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, David.
Aloha.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Say
bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.